just be through that to love your neighbor as yourself. So it's always that kind of focus on God first, and through that, it's kind of what we can be for each other. And so I love that yeah, the first part of that, it definitely puts our focus on God, and that's what a life group really needs to be, and just for that love and care for each other, that's what it's about. But because of our love and our kind of our focus on God, it does empower us to love and care for each other. Right? So rather than just trying to focus on trying to fix each other or get the right things, it's kind of wanting to go to God first and what is God wanting. So when when I looked at like what are the things that for a life group that I feel like I'd like to kind of have as a focus, it's that kind of wanting to grow closer to God and to encourage others in their own relationships with God. So what does that mean for them? What is it in our own lives that we want to kind of open up to draw and discover what God feels and what God wants? And to do this, I know it's actually all about being there to give ourselves. I think giving ourselves can mean lots of different things, but I think giving ourselves in this respect really is wanting to have God's perspective on our lives. So we give ourselves so that we can really discover how God feels from the Spirit in everyone else's lives and what they can share and reflect back. Definitely caring for others in their own walk with God and what is God, what do we feel about what they're sharing that actually is going to help them in their relationship with God. You know, all the part of our lives, because we live each week with God, then there's going to be things that we all feel stirred about. So wanting to also share that with each other to kind of, again, draw us on. And through that, it's also to just give space to the Holy Spirit, because He is, you know, like we heard this morning, so much in and through our lives. So it's kind of an opportunity to kind of, you know, really let Him be a part of our conversation and be a part of what we, you know, His purpose and what is to draw us closer to God, you know, and so that's so much of what that's a part of. So I guess the, you know, this is all through a dependence on the Holy Spirit, so that really needs to be the part that's so much alive in us, and you know, through that dependence on the Spirit, where there's that real desire for fellowship with each other, and that's ultimately what this is about, is really kind of that fellowship, that kind of drawing on. And like I mentioned before, it's not about trying to get better or fix things or fix each other, because then that becomes about us and what's meaningful to us and not what's meaningful to God. So it's really about wanting to discover what is God's lead. And that often comes from each other and what we share. So that's in essence what it is. I, you know, definitely see it open to both couples and individuals, and you know, having a young family myself, we were looking more at an evening kind of time, something around 8 p.m. kind of thing, and generally leaning towards middle of the week, so Wednesday. But again, this kind of comes down to the group that starts to form and what is going to work best for everyone. So that's my elevator pitch. As we talk in business talk, but yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. So talk to him after the service if you're interested in a group like that. I have as well, as I'll ask Jenny Kinghorn, she's still here? Oh, there you are. She's going to talk about their group as well. But as she's coming up, Judy and Shirley have had a Friday morning group, and they are going to change that. It's still going to be meeting here at the church, but it's going to be Mondays 1:30 to 3:30, to intend to follow or try out a more reflective style, as Peter has talked about. And if you are interested in that, either you're transitioning from the Friday to the Monday, or that's a better time that suits you, I presume either you could contact them or literally just show up on a Monday at 1:30. I don't know what day that starts. They are both away this week, but don't start this week. Following Monday, so two Mondays away. Pardon? But actually, yeah, okay. So not next week, because this Monday the church is closed anyway, because we're recarpeting, remember? Don't forget that. following Monday, but actually at Shirley's place. So we'll put something in the notices, maybe. Thanks, Jenny.
Hi, so I'm a part of an existing group that, and we've decided to continue on with a bit of a refresh and a slight change and look at how we're doing things. So we are a group of mums of school-aged children, mostly. We're going to be meeting fortnightly on a Monday evening at each other's homes, and we haven't exactly decided what we're going to do or look at yet, but some sort of a study with the aim of genuinely getting to know each other and growing in our faith at the same time. So feel free to come and talk to me if that is of interest to anyone.
Fantastic. All right. Peter, would you like to share what you are planning to do? And then we'll follow that up with, is it Steve or Jenny who's going to talk to these? There you are. Just yell it out from there, go on. So just for the sake of the recording, Peter Renner is looking to do one midday, provided that actually there were people who'd want to do it midday, otherwise would consider an evening, but trying to avoid the evening thing if possible. So speak to Peter if the kind of group that he has already well described as something that you'd be keen on. One of the Camerons, Steve, is it? Great. An existing group. And then Rick, you can close us out, man. Because that would be an A. I think so.
Hi there. So I'm Steve Cameron, and I coordinate a group called The Orbiters with Jenny, my wife. Just before you go any further, I just want to say that I think that the whole idea of resetting, having a home group reset, is that Pete and Philip have initiated is really valuable. And the more people we can be involved in small groups in the church, the better. I do, however, feel our group does tend to have a structure in terms of study guides and opening with tea and coffee and a discussion about the last week, a midsection with our study, and finishing with a prayer time of half an hour. So. And we feel that we need some sort of guidebook or prepared study to give us a focus. And I guess we're a bit, perhaps a little more conservative in that area, but it has worked for us so far. And the other thing that I'd like to say is we're at the moment a group of about four couples, older couples. We do need to welcome more people. We did have a younger couple who, you know, Michael and Donna, who went to Whanganui, who rejuvenated our group and gave us a different focus. And we'd love to have younger people in our group again. And I think it's probably good to have a range at times. I know younger couples with children have real difficulties meeting in a home group, but if they're prepared to sit around with a few oldies occasionally or older couple, it can work really well, and it did in this case. We meet on a Wednesday nights at the moment, 7:30 to 9:30. We're called the Orbiters, as I say. We split up. There's another Orbiters group out there as well. That means we do rotate homes and we do rotate leaders. And that's the other thing. If you're prepared to, keen to try leading the study, even though that you'll get even more from it. At present, we've been doing a series of studies entitled Anxiety, because mental illness and anxiety, general things, lacking in a peace has been a problem in society, and it's a problem with Christians as well. And so I think that's sort of got us going along that track, but we'll be coming to that in an end. And I must say, I've been away myself for a while, so I'll get you to, I'll focus you on some of the other members of the group and who can tell you how well that's been going. Yeah, that's all I've got to say. Thanks.
Thanks, Philip, for making me the last, because you know we always save the best for last. So, sorry about all you guys that have already spoken, but ours is the best group, so there you are. No, seriously, we have a wonderful group, mainly older people, but we have had younger people in our group, like, for example, Cynthia, who recently left, our Chinese friend, who absolutely loved it. So I can say that younger people will be blessed if they come as well. One word I think would sum up our group, and it's a Greek word, koinonia, which is a word in the New Testament that's used quite a lot to describe the early church, and it means, and Rob, you describe koinonia very well in the points that you illustrated. It's about fellowship, sharing life together. And there's a verse in the beginning of 1 John where John is speaking to the church, and he says, we're inviting you to fellowship, koinonia, with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. So it's sharing together but focusing on the Father and the Son. And so we have a flexible program. We don't have a set program or set study like Steve's group, but we do have a general flow that we have, which involves starting with a bit of fellowship, koinonia, with one another and sharing. I will mention that we offer something, as I said, better than any other group. We've got the best hugger in our group and the best baker in our group happens to be the same person. I will not mention names. Stop looking at her, Christine. But seriously, yeah. And so we start with that, and then we have a time where we just reflect on what God has been saying to us through his word, and particularly through the Sunday service, what we felt God might have been speaking to us as a church, and reflecting on that. And then we also have a time of specific intercession prayer for needs that have come up in our group and in the wider world. So we seek to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We don't have a set program. We can change if we feel the Spirit is leading us in a particular direction. But, you know, as I said, it's koinonia, it's sharing life together, encouraging one another to focus on the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Kathy. So just repeating what Kathy said, in case you didn't hear it, she is here because she believes the Lord has sent her here. If you have a bad back or if there is emotional distress that you feel you would like to bring before the Lord in prayer, Kathy is here to pray with you. And I just mentioned, by the way, that she has hardly ever been wrong. So there's, when it comes to these things anyway, she's wrong about lots of other things, but this sort of thing, she's really been on the money. So, you know, and she does humbly offer that, and I know it's very much in the spirit of what John was saying this morning already, the dooey-dooey rather than the hooey-hooey. So please don't think, oh, maybe that's me. Just get the prayer. And if it wasn't you, you'll probably be blessed anyway. God's not picky about who he blesses if they come forward for prayer, so I offer that. I apologize for the time, but I hope that you still felt you were blessed by this morning's service. We are concluding it now. Please stay for tea and coffee for prayer, for whatever else you might need. And I hope to see some of you back here at 4:30 this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be a long, slow slog for me. Cool. Thanks, everyone. God bless.